Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. We'll start over again a little bit from the two dafs in the middle. About Tana Rabbonin. Again, Tana Rabbonin. Say the Birchas Hamozen. How do we bench Kachi? Bracha Rishoyna is Birchas Hazon. Shniya Birchas Oretz. Al Oretz Be'al Hamozen. Shlishis Bani Rishalayim. Reviyas Hatov Yametz. Uve Shabbos Maschil B'Nechoma U'Masayim B'Nechoma. We start in the middle of the bracha Nechoma, which is Rachim No Hashem Lakeinu. In the middle of this bracha, we say Ritzei like we do. We don't have a new bracha for Shabbos. Just in the middle of Rachim No, before we end up with Vnei Yerushalayim, we say Ritzei. That's called the Shabbos is Maschil B'Nechoma U'Masayim B'Nechoma. In the bracha of Nechoma of Rachim No, we say Ritzei. V'Yoyim Mekadusha Shayoyim Bemtza. And the middle of Rachim No, we say Ritzei. Yom Shabbos, Hashem Shabbos, HaKadosh Hazeh. And then we just end off with Vnei Yerushalayim. We don't have a special bracha for Shabbos. We have Lezer Weimer, Rot Salamra Ben Nechama Oimra, Bebirchas Oretz Oimra. If you want to say it in Birchas Oretz, in Abel HaKoyl, you can say it there also. Bebirchas Shetiknu Chachom B'Yavna, if you want to say it in the fourth bracha, Oimra. That's your Lezer Shita. Wherever you want to say it, you can say it. Bechom Oimrim, Eino Oimra Ve'ela Ben Nechama, Bilvad. For the Gemara Chachom Haino Tanakama, it's the same sheet as the first Tana, and the Gemara Ike Benayil Diyevit. At Lalach, we hold like the Chomim, the Dievid, the only place you could say Ritzei is in the middle of Rachim No, like we do. But if you'd say Ritzei someplace else, you would not be Yitzim. That's the Chiddush Chachom Oimrim, Eino Ela Benichom. Tana Rabbon, Minayin Lebricha Samazim Min Atayro, Shenema the Posek says, Biyachalte Vesavote Verachta. So we dash in Zu Bircha Sazon. So Verachta means you have to make the first Bracha. As Hashem Olakecha Zu Bircha Sazimun. That there's such an Indian to make a Bircha Sazimun. So the Miri speaks out that Avad, we hold Bircha Sazimun only with the Rabbi. There's such a chiv when you have three people eating together to make a Zimun. Bor Shechan and Mishaloi, that's it only with the Rabbon. So here it's an Asmachta. Aloritz, the Pasuk then says Aloritz. Zu birchas oretz. That's the chiyuv to say the second bracha. Bracha to Hashem al oretz ve'al hamozen. Hatoiva. Pasuk says hatoiva. Zu b'nei Yerushalayim. That goes on the third bracha we say of b'nei Yerushalayim. What does Yerushalayim have to do with toiva? V'cheinu v'im. Another pasuk says pahor hatoiv hazeh v'halvonon. Heizhor hatoiv. It says toiva. It goes on halvonon. That's the base of Mikdash. So you see Yerushalayim with the base of Mikdash is called toiva. So the pasuk says oretz hatoiva. It means the bracha, the third bracha b'nei Yerushalayim. And Poshet is also only in Asmachta, because we hold, we'll soon see, the fourth bracha is only with Rabbonin. So the Gemara ain't liyel liyachra. These are only psukim, you have to make a bracha liyachra, if you finish eating. Lufon of minayim, the Gemara matah kal v'chayma. Kishu sova mevorach, kishu rov lekol shchein. We had this kal v'chayma before, and so he spoke out of that it is only kal v'chayma midi Rabbonin. As midiraisa, the svara is still that you only have to bench after you're filled up, but beforehand there's no chiyuv to make a bracha. Midrabbanan is such a svara that when you're filled up, you have to thank Hashem. Shita, you have to thank Him before you start eating. Rashi says, "Kishu rov v'yimbol ahofik es rovoy ayidei briyosta shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu lekol shchein." If you want to take away your hunger from things that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created, shita, you have to thank Him. That's the svarach, you have to make a bracha rishayna. So the more Rebbe Yoyme ain't it tzorach. Rebbe says no, Trash ain't it tzorach means the kal v'chayim is there. You don't have to come on to the kal v'chayim to say there's a chiyuv to make, or an inyan to make a bracha rishayna. He dash in the pasuk like this. V'yochalte v'savota v'rachta zu bircha sazon. There's such a chiyuv to make a first bracha of benching. Avol bircha sazimun. How do we know there's an inyan of bircha sazimun when you have three people to say in the Baruch Shechan Mishloi? That's the pasuk we had before. Migadol Hashem iti nafka from a different pasuk. As the asmacht is from this pasuk. Migadol Hashem iti Rama Moshma Yachtov. When you have three people together, we give shvach to the Eibishda. Alor, the pasuk says zu bircha soret ha toiva zu bein Yerushalayim v'cheinu weimer ahar hatoiv hazeh v'yavonet ha toiv v'yametiv. The fourth bracha that we say. That's a tov yametiv. That bracha was the yavne tiknu. That's only the rabbanim dikatakona to say it in yavne. And ain liyelu liyachra. There's only a chiyuv to make a bracha when you get finished eating. Lufon of minayin. How do you know the svar to make a bracha rishayna? Talmud leima. The pasuk says, "Hashem no sam lecho." Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave to us So we darshan mishenos samacho. As soon as Hashem gave it to us, we have to give a bracha. So even before we eat, the Abi Hashem gave it to us, we have to make a bracha. So this is an asmachta to make a bracha rishonim. We have Yitzchak Aimer Ein Tzorich. You don't need this bracha, this pasuk, this asmachta for a bracha rishonim. He has a different pasuk. Harehu Aimer Olveirach Eslach Mecho V'Yes Meimecho. Kodesh Baruch Hu will bench Olveirach Eslach Mecho our bread V'Yes Meimecho. Is Al Tikri Olveirach that Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us the bracha El Olvorach that we should give the bracha. So Mashma, we should bless, we should give a bracha for the lechem. So the Gemara V'Yemes Saikori Lechem, when is something called a lechem? Kodim Shiach Lenin, about before you eat it. To see there's nasmachta before you eat something to give a bracha back to Hashem. We have Nosin Leimer, Ein Etzorach. You don't need these psukim, another asmachta. Hare Yewema, the Pasuk says that when Shaul came into the city, he wanted to find Shmuel. So he asked the Naris, he asked the young girls, where is Shmuel Hanavi? So the young girls answered back. They said, when you come into the city, came Timson, you'll find Shmuel Hanavi Yosef, Veterim Yala Bamos. Before Shmuel Hanavi is going up to the Bama, Lechol, to eat, Ki Lo Yoichal Omad Boyu. Because the Om is not going to eat until Shmuel Hanavi comes first. Why? Ki Hu Yevorech HaZevach. Because Shmuel Hanavi, he'll say the Brocher on the Korban, on the Zevach, and Achrechen Yoichlu HaKruim. And then the other people will come and eat it. You see a pasuk here that Shmuel made a bracha before he ate from the korban. You see, there's need to make a bracha rishayna. So Rashi says the chiddush. Rashi says, "V'achrechein yoichel akruim limdocho shetoyin levorach lefnei achilo al azevach." So Rashi waime borach hashem kedishono b'mitzvayse b'tivano lechol es azevach. Veichi tivano, where's the mitzvah teeth from the korban shlamim? V'yabosa teichel. The pasuk says he shlit from the bosa. So this Rashi brings down what pasuk did Shmuel Navi make? He made a brichas hamitzvahs. He said, "Asher kishon b'mitzvayse v'tzivonu lech l'asazevach." That's a mitzvah to eat the korban shlamim. So the Akrein Amir, so what's the right Alu Gemara? They were talking about a brichas hanena. We want to say before you have a no, you have to make a bracha rishayna. Maybe you only have to make a bracha on a mitzvah. So the Yeshua says the pshat is avad these psukim only in asmach is bialmo. So the Rabbonim were mesakin we had before oslenis menel mazir b'loy bracha. It's with the Rabbonin, you have to make a bracha before you have a no. Just the Rabbonin wouldn't make a bracha unless there's an asmachta someplace that there is such a thing as making a bracha. So there you have an asmachta here, the good is a bracha sa mitzvahs. But you saw before he went eat, he made some type of a bracha, so it passed the Rabbonin to make a bracha all over. Anytime you have any ano, there's a need to make a bracha. For at the Gemara though, the chol kach loma, how come the Naris, when they answered Shaul asked the young girls, where's Shmuel Hanavi? So they gave him a whole long pasuk here where to find him. They should have said, go up to the Bama, you'll find him. Seshkan to Gemara Lefisha, Noshim Dabroni, saying. That's the Messias, Noshim talk a lot. He asked Anisha for directions, how to get there, so I'll give you a ganze story. So the Noshim gave Shaul a long story description where to find Shmuel. Oh, Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says, no, not the Pshat. You know why the Noshim spoke so long to Shaul? Kedei Lestako V'yofio. Shaul, Shaul, Pasha, the young girls, Naras, wanted to look at the beauty of Shaul. So they kept on talking to him to be able to look at him. The pasuk said, "Mishichmo yamala gavoya mikolam." He was taller from his shoulders and up. He was taller than the rest of the yam. So it doesn't just mean he was tall; the time was handsome and tall also. So the Naras pasuk wanted to look at him. That's why the Naras answered him very longly, "Where you find Shmuel?" Rabbi Yechon, my third reason. His one melech doesn't interfere with the second melech, even to like a chut hasara. So here the pshat was first Shmuel Hanavi, he was the shrari, he was the leader in Klal Yisrael. Here was the matzav when Shmuel Hanavi was going to be mamlech, Shaul to become the melech. So when he appointed Shaul, like the shrari now went over to Shaul. So he's given over his melucha to Shaul. So it was minash shemayim, it's not roi for Shaul to take it over. That's why these naras had a bimarak and they're talking, because it didn't come time yet for Shaul to go up to meet Shmuel. Said Rashi, "V'chol kach lo mahoyu marichin b'divrayim, shein malchus nagas b'chaverto, v'pishe Shmuel hoyu manages Yisrael." A beginning, Shmuel was the manig. V'shol hoyu noitel es hashroro. And now, Shaul came time, he should be the melech. Mishadibir Shmuel elov. When Shmuel would talk now to Shaul, he'll appoint him to be the melech. V'yorech dvorim ekev l'fisho. Mel, the reason why they spoke so long, because it didn't come the time yet, the second, when Shmuel should give over his shrora to Shaul. So the more v'yem liyela birchas hamozen. There's such a chiyuv to make a birchas hamozen midiraisa from these psukim. Birchas atari minayin. How do you know before we learn we have to make a bracha? Om Rav Yishmael kal v'chayma. It's a kal v'chayma. Al chay yishoa mevorach. If you have to make a bracha for eating, which is only chay yishoa means only tzarech this world. As long as we're living here, we need food. Is al chay yilam abo. Learning Torah that gives you chiyus. Olam abo lekol shchein. Avad in smor you have to make a bracha. Even though before we learned about some psukim, there's also a kal v'chayma type of a limud. And before we had other psukim for brichas haTorah. We have Yechiya Banachmeni Talmidai Shrebi Shmuel Weimel. Mishum Rebi Shmuel. He said over the name of Rebi Shmuel. Ain't it, sir? I don't need this kal v'chayma to say that you have to make a bracha before you learn Torah. Here's from another pasuk. Here the pasuk says by brichas hamozain al oretz hatoiva shenosa mecho. It's when this oretz hatoiva you have to make a bracha. Means the peris, the tefua you have to make a bracha. Well, hala no oimer. Another pasuk says v'yetne lecho es luchay seven v'yatorah v'yamitzvos. So it's like a gzeira shava ashenosa lecho v'yetne lecho. Here also Hashem is giving you the Torah, so you also have to make a bracha the same way you had to make a bracha on achila from the oretz that Hashem gave you. Reb Meir Weimer. Minayin shekeshem shemavorach ala toiva, kach mavorach ala ro. The same way we thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for toiva, say bracha toiva yemetiv. The same thing if something bad happens, we have to make a bracha dayin emes, and we also like have to thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tamalayma, the pasuk says, Hashem nosan lecho, and this pasuk, and it says Hashem lekecho. Hashem lekecho is a double lotion of midas harachmim and midas hadin. So it means to say, like this bracha of benching goes on two midas of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dayoncho, v'chol din shedoncho. Whatever din HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, there's the pasuk of Erachto, give back bracha to Hashem. Bein midah toiva, bein midah pronis. Whether Hashem does good to us, whether Hashem does bad to us, we have to give a bracha back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when Hashem does bad, it's also only for our toiva. That's only for a toiva that we should do tshuva and be master l'mutav. Right? We have Yehuda ben b'seir oimer. Ein etzorach, I don't need this pasuk. For this thing that is an Indian to bench, make a bracha on toiv and ra, harei weimer toiva, ha toiva. It could have just said toiv, and it says or it's ha toiva. Means toiva zu toira. He's going on birchas haTorah. How do we know you have to make a bracha before you learn Torah? It says in the pasuk here toiva, an extra ha toiva is toiva zu toira. It's going even on Torah. V'chein weimer ki lekach toiv nasati lochem ha toiva. What does the hay stand for ha toiva? Zubin Yerushalayim. That there's chiyuv to make a bracha or bani rishlayim, the chenu weimer hahar hatoiv hazel v'halronim. Burn out one with the other, binyan rishlayim and brichas haTorah from the same pasuk. Hatoiv is telling us on two toivs we have to make a bracha for klekach toiv nasat lechem, that's Torah, and rishlayim beis hamikdash hahar hatoiv hazel v'halronim, you have to make a bracha. Right, Tanya Reb Elazar weimer. Kol shloi omar eretz chen de toivo rechava bevirches oretz. We don't say this like we say. Noid locha Hashem lakeinu Hashem lakeinu eretz chen de toivo rechava. If you don't say this at the beginning of the birches oretz, you're not yoytze birches amotzen. Hu adin umalchus beizdobu bevoni Yerushalayim. When it comes to pasuk rachim no, we say we don't say Malchus Beis Dovin in the bracha of Bani Yerushalayim. You're not Yotzi Yedeichai Vosoi. The Kura point to them means you're not Yotzi Mi'ikar Adin. So it's a question we'll see later if this is Midirabbanan or this is Midiraisa that you have to mention these things. Rashi. O Malchus Beis Dovin Bani Yerushalayim Sha Yodoin Miskachi Yerushalayim. Hey, since Bnei Yerushalayim is a bracha on Yerushalayim, of course of David HaMelech, we had a kedusha of Yerushalayim. So you have to mention David HaMelech in the Bnei Yerushalayim. Vayta Nochem HaZokein Oimer, Tzorech Sheyizke Bo Bris. In the brachas Oretz, in Noid Lecho, you also have to say, V'yal Brischo Sherasante Vivsreinu. You have to talk about Bris Milah. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Tzorech Sheyizke Bo Torah. You also have to mention, V'yal Torosho Shilamaratonu. You have to mention Torah. And we'll soon see if this is Midirais or only Midirabonim. Plima Yoimer, and Sorech Sheyaktim Bris LaTorah. You have to, like we do, we say, V'yal Bris Chosh Rasante V'Yisraenu, V'yal Toros Chosh L'Maratonu. You have to first mention Bris, and then mention Torah. Why? Sezhu Nitna B'Sholosh Brises. His Torah was only given with three brises in the Torah. The Zud Nitna B'Yud Gimel brises. Mila has 13 times in his parasha Loshon of bris. So Rashi, Sorech sheyaktim bris the Torah. Kegorin al bris chosh rasamtu v'vsareinu. V'yal teros l'shem ratonu. V'yal chayim shechen ratonu. Torah nitnu b'sholosh brises. Rashi b'sholosh mekoyim as nitnu ha-Torah li-Yisrael. V'sinai, v'yoyo moyed, v'ha grizim, v'yal v'smoyed. So here it's a stira. Rashi says four places. And we're saying only three. So the Bach says in Hey, it's a machlekes tanoim, which is the three. Bach says, Torah nitnu, the Sinai nitzme tanoi pligi bo hosom, lechaton amoitzi hagrizim, vareva, lemachnis oyel moyed. So Shala, you goris either oyel moyed, or else the hagrizim, but we're not goris both together. So now we have three places. Trashi bechol echod nichra so bris. All these three places says bris in the Torah. Ketani masech the soita. Oror bechlal, the oror befrat. V'chein b'yel moyed, shenema eila divri abris. Ashetziva Hashem es moyed shalichres es bnei Yisrael. B'yeretz moyed melamed melvad abris, asher koras itom. V'chor, olksiv u'shmartim es divri abris. It says three times the word bris by Torah. V'ashen kein by Mila, zot Rashi, Mila nitna b'yud giv abrises. V'pashis Mila, shenitna le'avrom avinu hein ksuvim. It says there are 13 times in the Pasuk in yin abris. Therefore bris comes first. So we have to first say we have Rischa Shasamte Vesuenu, then we have Teroscha. Let's skip the Rashi. Rashi before said, Rashi says, Sorech, Rashi before, Sorech Sheyizkor Bo Bris, what's the Indian to mention Bris and Bircha Samozen? So Rashi says before, Bircha Soritz, Shayidei Bris Nitli Avram. Because Beschust Bris Mila, Avram was Zeuche with Eretz Yisrael. The Pashas Mila, for Nesat Lechol Azarecha, Achrecha, Esoritz Migarecha. As after Avram made a bris mila, then Hashem gave him the bracha to have Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing, Torah, the Trashi Torah, Shaska, but Torah, Sha'af, the schus ha-Torah, via mitzvahs, Yoshua es Oretz. The schus of limud ha-Torah, Klai Yisrael, got Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Laman, Tichyun, Revisem, Avosem, Yirashtem es Oretz. Because you'll live and learn Torah there in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be zeichet Eretz Yisrael. That's why this is the bracha of giving shvach that Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, al Eretz ve'al Amozon. So we have to mention that the two schusim why we got Eretz Yisrael, because of bris and because of Torah. Right. Rav Abba Oimer Sarach Shuyayna Bo Hoydo Tchila V'Soif. When it comes to Birchas Oretz, you have to say Hoydo at the beginning at the end. It means we start off with Noidelcho. Noid b'cho is time to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu a shvach at the beginning, and then we say v'yal ha'kel Hashem l'keinu anachnu moedim loch. So we start off and we end off this bracha with haidor. The Bible I met Sarach Shiyem Abo haidor tchilu v'soif. Shrashi tchilu v'soif noido Hashem l'keinu v'yakula Hashem l'keinu anu moedim loch. That was Rashi's gyrsa. His our gyrsa is v'yal ha'kel Hashem l'keinu anachnu moedim loch. That's why we have an arichis in Birchas Haaretz. So this Gemara to start off with Haidor and to end off with the Haidor. We have Poiches, if you don't want to say so much, Lo Yifchas Miyechad, at least one Haidor you should say. Either say Noidelcho, or else say Alakul Anachdom Moidim Loch, at least one. V'chala Poiches Miyechad, but if you don't, the Rosh means the Pshat is, but if you don't even say one of these two, Haidor, Harezeh Maguna. It's not a nice benching. So the Mishnah Berurah is Medayik that Harezeh Maguna means not nice. But Yoyti Dechavosai is considered a benching. Hey, so if you said Baruch Hashem Azon Esakel, we just said Abris Chosh Chasamte Vesreinu, the Ateros Hashem Maratonu, Baruch Ato Hashem Alot Vi Alamozin, the Yoytzim Midiraisa. It's a Magun. It's not nice because Metchili is supposed to say the Shvach of the Ador at the beginning at the end. But if you don't say it, it's just Harais the Maguna, but you're still Yoytzim. Harais the Maguna. We call HaChosin, whoever ends off Manchil Artsois Bavirchas Oretz. If you say not just Baruch Atah Hashem Alotz Ve'Alamozin, but you add Manchil Aratzos of Bavirchas Oretz, or Mashiach Yisrael B'Bayne Yerushalayim, and in the bracha of B'Bayne Yerushalayim, instead of saying what we do, Baruch Atah Hashem B'Bayne Barachim of Yerushalayim, you say B'Bayne, you say Mashiach Yisrael. His Baruch Atah Hashem HaMashiach Yisrael B'Bayne Barachim Yerushalayim. You add in this Mashiach Yisrael is a Reza Bur. That's not a good thing. That's a bur. It's not the way you're supposed to bench. V'chol she'ena oimeh bris v'toyrim v'birchus oretz. And if you don't say bris and toyrim v'birchus oretz, like you said, you don't say v'yal bris chosher santu v'sreinu, and you don't say v'yal teros v'shalem maratonu, or else umalchus v'zom v'boini v'shlaim, When it comes to Rachim Nur, you don't say the words of Mealchuscha Beis Dovi Meshechecha, is Lo Yotzi Dechavosai. These things are Likuva. These three things are Likuva. You have to say Bris and Oritz in Noidilacho, and you have to say Malchus Beis Dovi. Now the question is if this is Midiraisa or not. The Chur Midiraisa, we had Psukim before, you have to have three brochas. You have to say Hazon, you have to say Al Oritz Velamozin, and you have to say Ben Yerushalayim. But where does it say you have to mention Midiraisa, Brischa, and Torah? Who says that? So Posh Yilan is only Midirabon and this Chiyuv to say, like Rashi says, there's an Indian to mention Bris, a Bris Mila and Torah in the Bircha Soret, plus the Schus, these two mitzvahs, we run in Teretz Yisrael. But Teis Tashit and Dab Chofi, the Gemara we had then cleared, is an Isha Lechuyiv of Bircha Samozim Midiraisa or not. That was the Gemara Shaila. Teis is there was Maz, but what's the Tzad to say Isha is not Midiraisa? But so he says, because since the Gemara says you have to say Bris and Torah and Bris and Mazin, and an Isha is not the Chalal of Bris Mila, and she's not the Chalal Limit of Torah, therefore it's only Midirabonim. So according to Teis Shriti, you see this is the right to the Chiyah. That Midiraisa, you have to be Mechuyah to say Mila and Torah. And an Isha that doesn't have the Chiyah to say these two things, they're part of Midiraisa. That was Teis Shriti. And Lefei Shita and Echam, when Isha benches, she's not Mechuyif to say, we have Briska Shanta Vesreinu, we have Toshu Samanatonu. But the Mishnah brings down for the Machrein and the Yon Noi to do it. As man is there, the Isha Dav is a regular benching that we do, they do say this. But Taiz learns this in the Midiraisa. The Chazanish and the Mishnah Berurah talk about, there's a Shal in the Achreinim, the one is a lot of Rishonim say that B'dievit, if you ate a meal, you ate a lechem, you Mechuyif to make to bench. And instead of benching, you make an Alamichia. You say a bracha miyain sholosh. There are a lot of shittas we're showing him say by the Evidu Yotzen. That with a bracha miyain sholosh, ala michya, you could be yotze brichas and mozim midiraisa. And what's the hezva? Because midiraisa, there's no chiyah to say the bedapka three separate brachas. Midiraisa, you have to be maskir these three in yonim. You have to be maskir hazon, you have to be maskir oritz, and you have to be maskir ben Yerushalayim. And in the bracha of ala michya, we mention all these three things. So, but the ever the shita told you are yotze midiraisa with an alamichya. That's how they get away with the question. We said really pasta baba kissin our cake is a suffix if it's called bread or not. It's really a suffix. Like a lot of shita is if you eat chocolate cake, it's mamish bread. You should have to make a moitz and you have to bench on it. But we bow to Hashem shita that say no, it's only like cake. We go lakuna and we only make a burning mizaynus and we only make an alamichya. So the kasher is though, but since it's a suffix. And that benching is a chiyuv midiraisa, so midiraisa should be mechuyev to bench. How could we be saying on a suffix only to make an alamichya on cake? Maybe cake is really bread, and on that side of midiraisa you have to bench. So Rishonim give a teretzi that v'di'eved midiraisa you're yotze benching in alamichya. Therefore, monoshach, even on the side to say cake is really bread, you're yotze benching with the alamichya. That's what she's to say. So about this only a suffix, it may a suffix if it's bread or not. So Rabbanan said, only make an alamichya. The Akol part of the Chazoni is just a kasha though, but you're not saying bris and Torah. And alamichya, we don't mention the word about bris, mila. And we don't mention alamichya, word about Torah. So our Gemara says, if you bench without bris and without Torah, you're not yotzei birchas mazon. And Torah shita, that's even midiraisa. So how would the child to say with an alamichya, the yotzei midiraisa benching? The Chazon Yishev says, Avada, these shittas are learned that our Gemara only means with the Rabbonim. Avada, with the right to Yotze benching, even if you don't say Brit and Torah. It's only Yechiv with the Rabbonim to mention, like Rashi says. It's a Svarah. That since, because of these two mitzvahs, you got out of Israel, the Rabbonim said he's supposed to say it. And the Rabbonim went so far to say that if he's missed this in benching, you have to bench over again. And that's only the Rabbonim that Yechiv. But with the right to Yotze, even without saying these. Therefore, it's fast to say, in Alamichya, is also Yaitza Birchas Amozim Midiraisa. So these Shittas and Halacha, our Gemara is only Midirabonin, that you have to say Bris and Torah, and if you don't say it, the Rabbonin said you have to bench over again. Zaita. So tomorrow, Messiah Leh the Reb Ilo, the Yom Rab Ilo, Yom Rab Yaakov Baracha, Mishum Rabbeinu, Kol Shloi Oma Bris V'Torah V'Birchas Oretz, whoever doesn't say Bris Chosh Samta and Otros Chosh Maratonu, O Malchus Bezov V'Bernu Yushalayim, is Lo Yotzi Dechavosei. It's a call point of the Rabbonim, he's not here, it's a benching, he has to bench over again. So, my pligi bo Abba Yosef ben Dostoyev Rabbonim. So, my pligi is, how do you have to make the last brach of benching? Hatev Yametiv. Is Chad Omer Hatev Yametiv Tzricha Malchus? Like we say it, We start off Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. We say Malchus Melech Olam. Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu, like we say it. V'chadam and no, ain't it tzricha Malchus? You don't have to say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You just say Baruch Ato Hashem Hakel Avinu. Don't have to say Melech Olam. What's the Machlokes Tolim? Man diyoma tzricha Malchus Kisava the Rabbanan, like we hold. That Bani Rishlayim is only with the Rabbanim, they're a Masakin al Haruge Beitar, they're a Masakin to say Bani Rishlayim. So, Nelo, the first bracha is Midiraisa, you finish benching by Bani Rach Rishlayim, Amen. Now you're starting a new bracha. So, you have to start off with the Baruch, and every bracha needs Malchus, so you have to say Melech Olam. Of a man, the Yom Ha'enot Sricha Malchus, Savad Yeraisa. He holds the fourth bracha, Tevi Meitiv, is a Chelik of benching Midiraisa. There are four brachas. So, Mel, this provides a bracha smucha lechaberta, and every bracha smucha lechaberta doesn't have to start off with malchus. Just like the other brachas, we say bracha to Hashem, alorot v'yala mozen. We don't say lekeinu melech olam, but since alorot v'yala mozen is somuch to the first bracha, the beginning of benching, but there we say lekeinu melech olam azon es olam, it's the first melech olam goes for the whole benching. So if you hold that tevi meitiv is also midiraisa, it's like part of the first malchus, you don't have to say again malchus. So that's this machlokes. Like we hold that it's a bracha of the Rabbonin, it's like a new chiyuv, you have to start off with a new bracha. Halakeinu melech olam. If you hold it's just a continuation of Birchas Hamazon, it's a bracha smucha chaberta, you just start off with a baruch without malchus. So to Rashi, man diyama tzricha malchus ksavar the Rabbonin. Hilkach, la bracha smucha chaberta hi, shein me birchas aretz. It's not from the Birchas of Mazon of benching, it's like a new bracha now. So you have to start off with a new baruch. This is part of Birchas Oritz. To the Yom Eliel, Ashenosan Lecho, Zehatoy, Biyametiv. Mamisha posted that this man Yom Adash is that way. The heavy law Bruch Brochas Nuchel Chaberto. It's called the Brochas Nuchel Chaberto. You don't have to say Melech Olam. So Drashi Yomi Yopeseich Baba Boruch, the Chur Rashi is bothered. But the one that says it's Midiraiso, so a bracha smucha chaberta doesn't start off with the baruch, it only ends off with the baruch. Just like the other brachas before, neid lecho. We don't start neid lecho with the baruch, we only end off with the baruch ato Hashem alos velamozim. Same thing, Bani Rishlayim. We start off with rachim Hashem lakeinu, and we only end off with Bani Rachimo. So if this is part of benching, it should have started off just for kelovinu makenu adreinu, and end off with the baruch. That's Rashi's kasha. Why doesn't it end off with the baruch? So Rashi, O miyo peseich baba baruch lefi shepschosehich simosoi, shekulei doachasi. Rashi tells us this bracha of a kelovinu is really a very short bracha. It only has one inyan of haidor. V'yeino hafsoka, it doesn't have different hafsoka, different inyanim in the bracha. V'doima lebirchas haperos v'yamitzvus. A birchas haperos v'yamitzvus, you only say one bracha. Bracha to Hashem lekenem melech olam. Bracha Hashem bari priyates. V'yosala mitzvus. We just make one short bracha. So really this bracha of Atevi Meitiv is a short bracha. So therefore we just start and doesn't end off. That's Rashi's pshat. Taisa leans on Rashi and Taisa says no. If it would have been a smuch lechaverta vada, the Rabbonim would have been a sack in it that it should end off with the bracha. But Taisa shita zayin achanami. Taisa yishloim with ein achanami. Well the man the yistle shidi raisa. The one that holds that Atevi Meitiv is midiraisa he choysim v'loi paseach ein achanami. There's a different nusach according to that man diyoma. It only ends off with a baruch, and a taka doesn't start with a baruch. The chen is to put a sefta behed you, a sefta like that. But kofar of meis is not magaya. Now there's a mi yu anan kaimelon, shi mid rabbonin. We hold a vada tev yamaitiv is only mid rabbonin, lakach tzricha malchus kviyama, tzricha shtei malchus bam nidei. Therefore we hold it's like a new bracha starting off something new, and you have to say bracha to Hashem, akeinu melech olam, you have to say malchus because it's a new bracha. How do we end off the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim? As we say, Bnei Brachim of Yerushalayim Amen. So Moshe Masutra now, how do you make this bracha? How do you end it off? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Moshiach Yisrael. That's what you say. You don't have to say Bnei Brachim of Yerushalayim, just say Moshiach Yisrael, the helper of Klal Yisrael. For the Gemara, Moshiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim Loi, L'chura this bracha is called the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. So how can't you say it? Ela'ema at Mashiach Yisrael. First one you said, you say both. You say, Bracha to Hashem, HaMashiach Yisrael, Bein Ebrach L'Vishlaim Amen. He holds yourself too. Rizmar Rabba, Trashi Bein Yerushalayim, Loi Trashi B'tzmiyah, Im Chosam Bein Yerushalayim, Lav Chasimahi,
Halayika bracha of Yerushalayimi. This is a bracha with thanking the Kodesh Baruch that we got to Yerushalayim. So how can't we say Yerushalayim? Elo eimo af Moshiach. In bo lachtoim, Moshiach Yisrael. Voloi chosam b'ne Yerushalayim is also yotza. She chuas Yisrael he bin in Yerushalayim. Same thing. You said Moshiach Yisrael, Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. How do you save Klal Yisrael? With Yerushalayim. It's not the same thing. Bo rabo bar bar huna ikloi levei resh galusa. He went to visit resh galusa. Is posach b'chodo v'sayim b'tardi. He started off with one, and he ended off with both. Rashi posach b'chodo. Kish yischo b'brocho l'yom arachem Hashem, al yisrael amecho, v'ayishlayim yirecho, elachas mehem. He only said one. As we lemaise do the opposite, we say both. We start off, rachim no Hashem lokeinu, al yisrael amecho, so we say yisrael amecho, v'ayishlayim yirecho, we say both. He denied that. He only started off with one. Either he said, Ayisrael Amecho, or else Ayishlaim Erecho. Posach Bechoda, only with one Shvach, Vesayim Betarti. He ended off with two, Moshiach Yisrael, and Boine Brach Yishloim. Omer Rav Chizur, Chizur told back to him, Gavruso Lemechno Betarti? Is it so gewaltig, it's such a big thing, to end off with two Brachis? Shaker, it's no good to end off with two. For Tanya, Rebbe Yoimer, Ein Chayis Pemishtayim. When you make a bracha, you're supposed to only mention one Indian in the bracha.